Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Amazing crew working until late last night. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Rob Dew, the amazing crew in here, Chris Alanis and the rest of the crew, to bring you the information that we are going to be breaking down here today. We're going to analyze a Bloomberg gun confiscation rally and just analyze the lies, the fraud, and show the mainstream media covering up the rally, saying that once they register our guns, they're going to confiscate them. Because that's the blueprint. We've got them handing out the fake signs that the news then claims are grassroots. They point at the signs and say, look, it's grassroots. Once you know the formula, the man behind the curtain, it's so creepy that we've got a city councilman that looks like the Hispanic version of Dr. Evil. I mean, Mike Martinez. Another one of these guys that, you know, is a city union head, Capital Metro, light rail, scalping the citizens. And he says, listen, you guys got a sign out there saying don't ban the guns. Well, guess what? We're not banning them today, but what we're doing today will let us get that done. So that sign, you'll need that soon. And this is a guy who hangs around with Bloomberg. The Austin police chief was up there with Biden on TV. I mean, he's like one of the main sellout police chiefs, because most of the sellout police chiefs can't even hardly talk. They just sit up there and, you know, get more obese and collect their paychecks. Arte Zaveda is a slick guy brought up by the feds out of California, federalizing L.A. He's one of their inside operatives. Now he's taken over Austin and trying to shut down the gun shows, everything. And then he comes over and confronts our cameras and says we're making stuff up. Nobody wants to confiscate guns. Hey, Acevedo, we got you, okay? And you say you want to come in studio? I can't wait. Let's go ahead and play, though, Mike Martinez, the Bloomberg frontman, mayor pro tem, saying, hey, buddy, to a guy, you got a sign about banning guns? By the way, they were muscling him, cussing at him, and bumping into him while he was there. And the police didn't go over. We have video of this to the guys hitting in his face, cussing at him, and bumping him, the pro-gun guy. They go over and muscle on him with a sign. That's America. Let's go to the clip.
Austin City Council Member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Mayor and City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
So because of the work we're doing here today, we will make that sign legitimate shortly. We're going to come back with my full report on that in the next segment, because I show clips of where they admit the plan is a total gun ban. Of course it is. Chicago, New York, every other country the globalists control, they armed to the teeth, paramilitary police, surveillance, helicopters, drones, just total pre-crime, domestic tattletale brigades, I mean, direct scripting of 1984. But as long as you call it liberal, it's A-okay. Now, the legislature of New York is calling for, and it's already happening, but they're calling for anyone who's ever been on any type of antidepressant drug, period, which they basically forced the military on, will have your guns taken. That's linked up in the middle column under Can Wiener Rise Again. Police confiscating firearms from people taking anti-anxiety medication. And then Time Magazine warning others about government oppression is anti-American crap. I thought it was the essence of America. And so I thought I'd dovetail that with all the real government oppression. And then we've got Jakari Jackson in studio along with David Knight with their amazing footage analyzing a victim disarmament tyrant Bloomberg rally. Analyzing the enemy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
History, there have been many cases where authoritarians take the restraint of the armed population as weakness instead of restraint, especially by the real warrior class in this country, not the fake warrior class that likes to oppress men, women, and children like North Korean soldiers. And the globalists are trying to convert America over to a system where the supposed warrior class does not protect the peace and defend the republic, but instead ushers in the enslavement of the people. And by any historical yardstick, they had a major university study last year showing the United States the sixth worst police state in the world. Though the United States has a paradox, because there's still so many time-honored basic liberties and freedoms that were hard won by the founders of this country and our veterans and others since then. There's always good and evil. There's always the control freaks. There's always the usurpers trying to take over. Just because they're always trying to take over, because they live off our tax money, they live off the monopolies that they can create for big business, just because they're always pushing, you don't give up. That's the eternal fight that every generation goes through. And this is going to be an unprecedented broadcast today. It is a very important broadcast. We're going to be focusing on the Second Amendment. because the second wave since Obama's reelection of the attempt to butcher the Second Amendment is on right now. We are at a razor-thin margin in the Senate with them being able to pass a national gun registration, shutting down private sales, felonies if you give your son or daughter a gun or they give you a gun, all sorts of harassment, the ATF being able to shut down gun shops and factories via color of law. The enemy is coming in with their greatest assault ever and will probably provocateur or stage another mass shooting very, very soon in one of the victim disarmament zones that they've created where no one can protect themselves and the children are trained to get in a fetal position to be executed to help the shooter get the maximum death rate while the SWAT team stands down outside so the mercenary group can exfiltrate out the back. Even if you catch them exfiltrating, it's in the video of it, it's, or even if the Department of Defense is running the shooter in Colorado. You know, the general public just cannot get how criminal this operation is we're facing. This is a foreign banking takeover of America. And if you capture the United States completely, you've got all the drones, all the weapons, all the troops, all the aircraft carriers, all the cruise missiles, the new cruise missiles. The ICBMs are basically worthless, folks. The new cruise missiles that are the ultimate weapon in the arsenal on the record. I mean, we are the big enchilada. It's all, and they've got lots of collaborators, lots of arrogant egomaniac yes men that are ready to sell out, and they really think they can win a protracted war. They really think you're going to roll over and turn your guns in. Or they can just do like New York and 15 other states have done, start banning semi-autos, banning high-capacity mags, and then SWAT teaming and persecuting gun owners, veterans, setting up checkpoints on highways and doing knock and talks to catch gun owners with guns they haven't turned in to then fill the horrible private prisons with the patriots of America. It's not going to work. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Okay, and it's already happening, and they know this. You're going to have cops dead all over the place. It's already happening. You're going to have cops with people that are fed up when you try to take their guns. People aren't just going to wait anymore in their house for you to come get the guns. Okay? These are combat-trained people. Everybody knows it. Okay? And it's going to start a civil war. And that's the plan. That's the false flag. Look, we've got now over 1,000 sheriffs coming out and saying it's tyranny, it's evil. So they introduced a bill that the Secret Service will have law enforcement power in the state of Colorado. They've introduced it in other states to arrest sheriffs. That's civil war right there. But it's not even a civil war. The federal government has been taken over by foreign banks. The sheriffs in some of the states realize that. That's why you've got judges in Texas, state judges, county judges, coming out and saying they're setting up martial law, they're preparing a takeover, a civil war, before Obama got reelected. If you're not getting chills, you don't have a heartbeat out there, ladies and gentlemen. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And look at these headlines. I want to show TV viewers this. Radio listeners, go to InfoWars.com. Time columnist warning others about government oppression is anti-American crap. That's a quote. There is no oppression. There is no tyranny. And, of course, they now admit TSA on the streets, warrantless wiretapping, the police state, the persecution of patriots. But see, they're scared of talking about the 2 billion bullets, the armored vehicles, or the fact that, well, you want our guns while you're arming to the teeth? That's the elephant in the room. That's why they're selling 30-plus guns on the instant check registration system a minute. That's why they're having 70 million guns bought every 2 years now on record. It's more like 100 million. Because it's over, folks. Don't you get it? This isn't Russia with a bunch of poor peasants that never had freedom under the czars. And then a bunch of commies come in and take over and just have a slaughterhouse. Not that the Russians aren't tough people, but they were always under bondage, so they never had a leg up. This is not Nazi Germany. Well, sure, the Germans were tough and smart, but they were subservient. It's a German thing to do what you're told, to get in line. This is not Nazi Germany. This is not the Chinese peasants who'd been under 5,000 years of tyranny. Strong, smart people, but always enslaved. This is America. This is the Republic. And you haven't chopped all of our huevos off. You haven't destroyed this country completely yet. There's over 100 million people who know who you are. This isn't just a republic, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sparta, if you want to use the 300 analogy. But it's not 300. It's hundreds of thousands in every state who are sitting back watching what's happening, and everything's being confirmed for them, and they are locked and they are loaded. And I want to tell the Federal Reserve and the New World Order something. You are not going to get away with this. You may be able to kill Ron Paul or kill Alex Jones and wipe out the leadership. And the reason you haven't done that yet is because you know what that'll do. That'll energize us 110%. Okay? We're powering up against your revolution, against our republic. We're energizing. We're rising. That's why you desperately went for the guns. It's why you staged Aurora. It's why you staged Sandy Hook. It's your Gulf of Tonkin. You think you're going to get away with this just because you've got space planes with DU Sabos, just because you've got cruise missiles? All that stuff is worthless against a population. Brzezinski's bemoaned it, your top tactician. You are designed to take down states. You're not designed to take down ideas. You've tried to take men down. You've tried to balkanize America. If you watch MSNBC, that is New World Order, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, above the White House, it's panic zone. Everybody fight racially. Attack white people. So blacks go out and attack whites all over the country. Then they cover that up. But because it's all, but then they want whites scared to create division at the same time as well. They are hitting the panic button, ladies and gentlemen, for racial division, religious division. But listen, listen. That's why they're going after the guns right now, ladies and gentlemen, as a counteroffensive, because our offensive's winning. The Big Red One is rolling right into Germany, ladies and gentlemen. Battle of the Bulge. What was that, 1943, 1944? They're rolling in, and they're throwing everything they've got to stop us. They're already done. Their only hope is to convince you that you've lost. We have won. I know intellectually. I know historically. I know politically. I know with my street smarts. My whole life, God's been training me. I wonder why all this horrible stuff happened to me growing up. My whole life was preparation for this, ladies and gentlemen. Your whole life was preparation for this. And we're not buying into this. We see it. We know it. We understand it. We know where it's going. And we know the enemy. We know the enemy. We know the enemy. And they are a bunch of slime bags. They're not coming to take our guns. They're trying to steal our guns. They're not admitting they want our guns, except in their own internal manuals when they slip up. They're coming to steal our guns. Mike Martinez, involved with the Bloomberg group, the Austin police chief, high level now in the Obama administration. So slick that I told people privately here, Arde Saveda, I said that guy's history in taking, helping them take over major police departments in L.A., I believe that guy's probably deep cover fed. And he's got the nerve to come in here. I'll talk to him. And now he's up there, not just with the other police chiefs, he's up there with Biden. He's up there with Obama. Up there because he's a good salesman going, we don't want your guns. All we want is to register them and to let the psychiatrist says, without any due process, take your guns. And then Martinez gets up and says, you see that guy with a sign over there who was silently standing there? So the people were like bumping into him and cussing at him. We're going to play the video up close of this with the cuss words beeped out. Then the police came over and got in on the Americans, on the citizens who were just there holding up their signs silently saying no gun ban. And Martinez says, hey, you that's dying for attention, implying they were causing the disturbance. While the police try to violate their First Amendment with pure in their little costumes, in their little Captain Hook outfits, we're supposed to, why don't you wear gold crowns? We bow down to you. And he says, we're going to play this when we come back, the whole report. He points at him and he says, we're not taking your guns today. But he goes, what we're doing today, we will then get your guns. I'll make that sign legitimate, so you keep that sign. You're going to need it. I mean, that's it. Imagine, it's not just that they want to enslave us. They're like an enemy army landing saying we're here. No, it's like Cicero said, the Roman philosopher and historian. The enemy inside that doesn't come with a banner openly unfurled is the plague. And, I mean, I've been around these people. And I've seen them, and they're crazed with the criminal energy. That's what it is to try to steal our Second Amendment and lie about it. With the criminal energy. And that's what I makes me just like a dog when it sees a threat, just instinctively, because it's that energy. It's that evil energy. It's an evil energy. They are empowered with it. Rise against them.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
No, they want to divide us and demonize our liberties as if they're tyrannies. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the report on Mike Martinez, Austin City Council person, minion of Bloomberg, with the police chief. And what you're seeing is treason against this republic. It is sedition, whether he knows it or not. And he shows his inner knowledge of, we're going to get you registered, then we're going to confiscate. Here's the report.
Austin City Council Member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Marion City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars Nightly News with a gun owner emergency alert. We sent our reporters out to the Texas Capitol here in Austin to film the Mayor Bloomberg-sponsored event with the Austin police chief calling for the restriction of the Second Amendment, shutting down the gun shows, not having private sales, restricting, quote, high-capacity magazines. And City Councilman Mike Martinez, who's set to be the next mayor, came out and pointed at a man in the audience who had a sign saying, stop the gun ban. And he said, listen, buddy, you're trying to make attention yelling over there. We're going to play the clip here in a moment. He says, that's not happening yet, but once we do this, that is going to happen, to thunderous applause. Everywhere these collectivists have been in control, not just worldwide, but in Chicago, New York, and other areas, they've banned the guns. But first, they register them. First, they register them. And he says to them, hey, we're not banning your guns right now. We're going to do what we're doing now, which is registration, and then we're going to take them. And that's what they've done everywhere. And that's what's so frustrating about this. We have the clip of the Attorney General, back when he was Deputy Attorney General, saying we're going to brainwash the public against guns in the media.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And then, of course, we have the clip of Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying if she had the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your semi-autos.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
And after they've gotten those, they're going to take all the rest. The truth is, they're buying billions of bullets. They're buying armored vehicles. This is an authoritarian takeover. And when Obama was a state senator, he was for the total abolition of firearms ownership. The UN treaty they're trying to ratify right now in the Senate does the same thing. And they admit it in our face. Even deep in the heart of Texas, Mr. Martinez gets up and says, basically, after we register your guns, we are going to confiscate them.
I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Marion City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
Mexico has a total gun ban and has had 60,000 gun deaths the last 6 years because only the government and criminals have guns. This Second Amendment is a right of all Americans, and it's despicable that these authoritarians creep around on the news and say, we just want reasonable restriction, register, when they're on record, all of them saying they plan to confiscate all our guns as part of a total government takeover of society. Please get this video out to everyone you know, because they want to act like they're being reasonable and, oh, it's no big deal, when on record, they really want to confiscate all our firearms. Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars Nightly News.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Ladies and gentlemen, people like Mike Martinez and Mayor Bloomberg and others are conscious of the fact that it's about state control. He lives behind armed guards. He is behind incredible security at the huge edifice to government worship that is the Austin City Council. And they crave power, they crave uniforms and guns, and they want your guns, your right as a free human. I burn with a desire for liberty for North Korea and Mexico. I love those people. And I burn with defiance against Kim Jong-un and Mike Martinez. I burn with defiance. And at least you're honest, though, that you do plan to confiscate our guns. In fact, I have more respect for you than I do for Art Acevedo.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's what I like, a frontal assault. Our enemy is weak. That's why they creep around and lie and deceive. And then only in private moments did she get caught on C-SPAN, Sarah Brady, more than 15 years ago, saying, we've got to get the registration before the confiscation, before we can create a socialist America. That's a quote. And that's the battle plan. I mean, Bloomberg has taken all of the guns in New York. He is financing people to run for office to take guns in Texas. He is financing TV ads. He is taking Mike Martinez and the Austin police chief and, you know, flying them up to D.C., flying them up to New York. And a lot of it's taxpayer money paid for as well. While Bloomberg has at least 15 guards at any one time. And while all these guys have guns, there's Art Acevedo with a gun on his side at the Capitol that clearly holds 15 rounds, a Glock, maybe even more. And he's saying you shouldn't be able to have that. When you've done nothing wrong. And he goes, you're either with us, the police, or with the criminals. See, that's saying you do what we say or you're criminals. That's the psychology. He's giving exact White House talking points. And again, your mayor is probably doing it in your town as well. Because that's what this is all about. Total domination. And to have Mike Martinez up there, you know, make it a joke. Hey, we're not going to take your guns right now. We're going to take them after we finish the work we're doing today, which is not letting you have a gun that isn't registered, not letting you buy a gun where it doesn't go through the database. And I've got a clip we're going to play later in the next hour. Adan Salazar did a report on it where CNN says that no guns are being taken in California from anyone. And they have Larry Pratt on the show. And the guy's sitting there going, we've never taken any guns. No one's taking your guns. And Larry Pratt didn't even know how to respond. So we're going to be playing a clip of that. I mean, this is how crazy it's gotten with their incessant lying. And remember, their followers aren't really authoritarians. The minions really think that guns come out and kill children. These are people that have never been in a fist fight, never gone hunting. Think being a man is a bad thing. The men are all beyond effeminate. The women are all these shrieking weirdos, anti-man feminist. I've been to these Million Mom March things. There'll be like 15 of them. They're all government people, all of them, all bureaucrats, all living off us. And they're just crazy-eyed. They worship the state. They worship the uniform. Like when Buzz Bissinger said, we ought to kill Alex Jones. And Piers Morgan goes, yeah, I could wear my brother's uniform. Well, the ambassador's daughter goes, you need to wear a uniform when you do it. I want to be there, baby. And he goes, I can wear my brother's uniform. He's in the military. And they're like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Then Buzz Bissinger comes out and says, I've spent $600,000 on women's clothes. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. I'm not kidding. This is who we're talking about. And you're like, oh, you're shocked by me wearing women's clothes. No, I don't care, buddy. I'm going to be looking through my binoculars at nebulas. And fish and ponds. I don't care if you shock me by wearing a dress. I'm trillions of light years ahead of you. That's why you're so afraid to die. It's why you're such a degenerate. It's why because you're not tuned into everything. You're a joke. And I want to tell Mike Martinez and Bloomberg and Feinstein and all of you something. I come from a good family. My listeners come from good people. In real adversity. And we know the truth, and we know what you are, and you may crave all the power cuddling up to the globalist, competing who can be the slimiest, who can deceive the best, who can get up there like a Pentecostal, you know, preacher and like the police chief going, nobody's going to take your guns. We just want the psychiatrists to be able to do whatever they want. And, you know, you can't have high-capacity mags, and we're going to arrest you for those. See, they don't tell you all that. It's all reasonable. We just don't want killers to get guns. Adam Lanza, who supposedly got the guns from his mother, who went through all these background checks and registry to get it, and so now they're just going to ban those guns in Connecticut. What are you going to ban? Exacto knives in this sick culture where every show is about a serial killer, every show is about murder and death, and all these weak people get into it and are fascinated by it? And I always notice they're just these arrested people. If you'd ever been around real violence, real death, you wouldn't think it was so cute anymore. Don't worry, though. Whatever civilizations visualize, they end up manifesting. And we're going to manifest hell on earth because we've let the worst people get control and then sit there and lecture us and tell us that we are the ones responsible for the deaths of the children there, and they personalize those children. While hundreds of thousands get brain damaged every year, thousands die from the vaccines, the fluoride in the water, the tap water, you can almost light it on fire. In fact, it's lit on fire before in Houston. I mean, you're just drinking that, the cancer rate's going straight up, but none of that's personalized. None of that's brought out on the news. Unless it's, oh, look at the cancer victim, the young child. Why are all the kids getting cancer? Gee, we don't know. Give money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they'll find a cure. By the way, here's a polio vaccine full of five or six different deadly cancer viruses that'll bond to your child's DNA with the RNA and kill them. How's that sound? And this is the type of stuff we're talking about here. So I'm going to go over some articles and then to this KHOU report because you just heard And next hour, I got my reporters that are going to play more behind the scenes where they're handing out the fake signs to then say they were all grassroots, where they're coming over and intimidating people, saying they can't have a sign, that's pro-gun, and then blaming them, saying they're disruptive. And the police chief coming over and saying, you tell Alex to get it straight and get his story straight. Nobody wants to take his guns. Yeah. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto, buddy boy. Don't you get it? I see you. You play your game, how there's no armored vehicles. By the way, guess who's on the Cap Metro board who authorized TSA? No other cities except New York, Chicago, L.A., Detroit, you know, collapsed globalist areas put TSA on the street. They now sneak them out so I can't go confront them. But every week they pop up somewhere downtown and just stop cars, go to buses, go to trains, dig through bags without warrants. Mike Martinez. They want the guns, folks. You know what you should be worried about? They've been told by the higher-ups, you get those guns or you get them now. What do you think they've got planned that they know that the drugged-out, entertainment-out America will wake up? That they know and are saying to the military, get ready for a civil war years ago. Gearing up, spying on everybody, trying to find out what military will follow orders. They're running around like people on the deck of a sinking ship trying to get to lifeboats right now. Most of the elite are leaving and going to armored islands offshore. That's been reported on in mainstream news. They're acting like, because they can't believe they're stealing $85 billion a month, but they can't help themselves. They can't believe that they're killing thousands of babies a month that are already born in America by dehydrating them. They can't believe every hospital in the country that's government-controlled is murdering people right now who are begging for water. You're like, well, that sounds a little radical. Is that? Look up the Wall Street Journal series, Wesley Smith on it. They can't believe they're getting away with this, so of course they're arming. The wicked flee when none pursue. Because they understand, they can calculate and go, the black uniforms don't intimidate them. We're flooding the borders wide open, bankrupting everything, but still, they've got guns. Even if we vote to take them, they know we're tyrants. What do we do? And the elite are offshore giving their orders. You take care of them. You take care of them, Bloomberg. You take care of them, Mike Martinez. You take care of them. You take care of them. And in all the police manuals, I was watching the Southern Poverty Law Center one last night. In fact, we may play it later. It's on YouTube. And they're like, the police are like, you need to know these people are ready to die. They're not going to turn their guns in. I'm the police chief of West Memphis, and they killed the other officer and my son, and they will kill you. So you got to get after them. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Get after people that are willing to die. Start a fight with people that are. That went real well for the Mexican government in Mexico, didn't it? Who's got their clock completely cleaned by other cartels that want the money. They're like, hey, you think you can kill people, Mexican government? You think you're the El Jefe? We're the El Jefes because we worship the Grim Reaper. Well, you know who I worship? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And that's who our founders worshiped, and they kicked the biggest empire's butt the world had ever seen that nobody could beat. And they lost almost every battle, but they persevered and were ready to die and ready to kill. And so they couldn't be beaten. The Iraqis, ladies and gentlemen, are known for their courage, but not for their shooting abilities. Okay? That's a joke in the military. But the whole point is, 100,000 troops in Baghdad couldn't hold it. Okay? So, here's the deal. That's why you see Biden and all of them always talking about all the weapons they've got and how powerful they are. And you got Sharpton and Rangel saying, we got drones now. Forget your Second Amendment. Yeah, I know it's there to protect against a bad government. Doesn't matter. We got the drones now. Oh, like you're part of the establishment up there, Al Sharpton. I wonder how many of your family died from vaccines they were given. Did you get a memo, Al, not to drink the Diet Coke or the tap water? The only time you mean something, the only time you become somebody is when you join liberty and stop being a race-baiting pimp. But these people are defeated. They've already lost. If their system comes in, if the New World Order succeeds, population reductions of at least 80%. Bankrupted future. People like Mike Martinez are going to have to look at the poverty around them. Don't you think all the El Jefes in Mexico who've strangled it for hundreds of years and not let their people ever get ahead, do you think they recognize how they destroyed their own culture and are ensuring the destruction of their own progeny down the road? No, they're thinking about how they can dominate and shut people down now because watching other people be successful is a burr in their saddle. And so they think you're stupid. They're going to creep around and say, we don't want your guns. That's a conspiracy theory. There's a new clip of Biden saying the black helicopter crowd thinks, you know, we want their guns. They're crazy. Oh, no, Biden, you just voted for the original assault weapons ban back in the early 90s that would confiscate all semi-autos. And Feinstein's on tape saying, if I could have gotten that bill, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. And then they'll take all the others like they always do. So let me show you some articles here. Here it is. Columnist. Time columnist. Warning. Others about government oppression is anti-government crap. It doesn't exist. Klein supports democide, but says you are paranoid if you question government. That's right. It's anti-American to question government. That's, of course, 180 degrees the opposite direction. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children. DHS paid them $2 million for targets of five-year-old children and pregnant women to target them to kill them. Remember that? Oh, here's Forbes. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Another sheriff has come out with their internal training the feds gave them, where it's all about crushing patriots and sheriffs, and they tell the sheriffs in these meetings, the feds do, we know a lot of you are with the rebellion, and we're going to get you. That's in a new article by Kurt Nemo. I told you, cops, when you go to this, you're being assessed by an offshore bank mercenary. That's not Alex Jones rhetoric. That is 100% Veritas beamed directly to you. That's why the enemy with their fake memes all day says, I'm not real, hoping you don't go check into what I'm saying to find out it's real. Because the fact that I'm real gives you aid and comfort that you're real. And we give each other strength to stand against this enemy. That's why they can't have anybody believe Alex Jones isn't New World Order or isn't CIA or isn't with the Koch brothers or any of this bull. They have to do that. The spirit of evil has to do that because it can't ever let anybody know there's other real souls out there. But you know your soul's real. You know you're good. You know liberty beats in your breast. You know when tyrants menace you, it makes you angry. It makes you want to resist them. You know you're not a coward. You know you have the animating spirit of liberty in your heart and soul and mind. You feel the presence of God. These people run from you. They want you dead. All those that hate me love death. How the military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, bullets, you know, for kids, training manuals, Homeland Security youth brigades. Look at this. DHS-funded course asks cops if they will confiscate guns from Christians. Colorado troopers trained to consider Christians as dangerous terrorists. Don't believe Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, or the sheriff, or the troopers that have gone public in this article? Look right here. Army labeled evangelicals and religious groups as extremists, including all Catholics, all evangelicals, Fox News. They had Baptist preachers at this anti-gun rally in Austin invoking, using the deep Luciferian terms for Lucifer. We got that clip coming soon, too. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is making its move as a desperate Battle of the Bulge counter-offensive against us. You need to understand. You need to understand. They're going for everything right now, and this is their moment of danger. And that's why they're hoaxing and losing all their credibility. It doesn't matter. Once they set off a nuke or something and bring in martial law, they plan on trying to arrest us. They need to get the troops and military ready to go out in phalanxes against us. That's why you've got to emergency transmit now. They're going to take over the cell phones, the data, all of it, pumping government bull once they drop the hammer. But take heart, ladies and gentlemen. The only future is resisting them. And if they think with their actuaries and computer programs, they're not going to win. They'll back off. Now, I want to go to this KHOU piece. You just heard the unedited tape where the city councilman said he's going to get our guns after he registers them. Then they show Mike Martinez. They go, no one's going to take your guns, and Martinez said so. And the Houston TV station cuts to him saying no one's going to take your guns. Imagine the psyops, and they imply the pro-gun people were causing trouble when it was the other way around. Here's that clip.
Rally for tougher gun laws becomes a heated debate when gun rights advocates bring a message of their own. The Night Beat's Shannon Murray is live at the state capitol with our top story. Jade, that's right. About 100 people showed up at the Capitol today for the Texas Rally for Gun Sense. And although they were briefly interrupted by gun rights activists, organizers of the rally say that their message today is not about banning guns.
They were not interrupted. That was not about guns.
Dozens of demonstrators fighting for stricter gun laws.
We talk a lot about this issue.
We need to do something about it.
Dozens of bureaucrats want your guns.
Among the speakers at Saturday's rally, people whose lives have been touched by gun violence.
She could have fought him off. She would have won if he hadn't had the gun.
No, your daughter should have had a gun.
Universal background checks, limiting assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and they oppose bringing any guns on a school campus.
I used to just be a mom, and now I'm a mom and an activist.
Hillary Rand is with Moms Demand Action.
Yeah, make sure the schools are formed after shooting clubs for psychos.
I couldn't go on with daily life without trying to make things better.
Neither can we.
Activists interrupted the rally, bringing their own message front and center.
I'm all for stopping crime, but I'm a big supporter of the
Hit pause right there. We're going to go to break. Back it up. They keep saying they interrupted. They interrupted. These guys, we have all the footage. Totally calm, standing there, hold up their signs. They come over, cuss at them, push on them. The police come over. And don't worry, though, the media will cover up for you and say that the pro-gunners were bad. And we come back. Arde Saveda, you know, is up there doing his preacher bit. We don't want your guns. And then they go, see, even Martinez says nobody wants your guns. And then they cut to him saying, that sign's going to be needed and legitimate soon because we're coming for your guns. But they trim it down, and that's all part. That's KVUE, but it also aired in Houston. That's why I originally got it from Houston. That's a local Austin station. Sitting there showing how masterful they are, because if you show you can lie better, maybe you'll get a job in New York. Like taking the truth of them saying we're going to get your guns after we register them to saying no one wants your guns and the pro-gun people caused a disturbance, bad boys.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Thank you. back live, and we're going to have my two reporters with us with breaking news and really showing the manufactured consent that goes on in an anti-gun, victim disarmament, foreign banker-funded collaborator meeting. That's what it is. I mean, we're sitting here watching history happen. People always think of the tyrant that looks like Hitler or Stalin that came before, or Napoleon. You know, 30 years later, you're looking for a guy that looks like Napoleon. But every new tyrant, every new attack looks different. But it's always the same about enslaving and taking control of the society. And that's what it is. The governing class and the corporations that have grown up around it, they want us enslaved. Briefly, if you believe in what we're doing and want to get the word out, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a new T-shirt. We have the AK-47 with the Keep and Bear Arms inside of it. Come and take it. Now we have that as well, but an M16 with the Second Amendment inside of it. And the come and take it, and it's red, white, and blue, and that helps get the word out and support the broadcast. And I see the T-shirts all over the country, not just here in Austin, Texas now. So good job, everybody, supporting us and supporting freedom by getting these T-shirts. The ProPure water filters, 10% off with promo code WATER. Lowest price out there on the best systems available, period. Look at the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free to talk to our crew and operators, 888-253-3139. So if you just tuned in, we're going to play this in the next hour again. Mike Martinez, part of the Bloomberg crew, with the police chief in Austin, who's up with Obama right now calling for restrictions. So these are, you know, globalist operatives here. They are openly saying, oh, look, the pro-gunners disrupted us. Well, we're going to show you the truth. And, oh, we don't want to take your guns. And the news media even shows the clip where he admits after we register, we're going to try to confiscate. So, yeah, we are coming for your guns. But then they cut to it and act like he never said that. So here is the rest. It's on the KHOU website, but I guess it's from KVUE here in Austin. Here it is.
Formed after the school shooting in Connecticut.
I couldn't go on with daily life without trying to make things better.
Two gun rights activists interrupted the rally, bringing their own message front and center.
I'm all for stopping crime, but I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment.
He disrupted nothing.
It's the cornerstone of our freedom.
This activist, who goes by Texas George, says he does not believe more gun control is the answer.
All that does is give a law-abiding citizen a disadvantage.
The crowd quickly stood up and tried to block their signs. Law enforcement even stepped in.
Law enforcement.
It's time to speak up against people who are perpetrating things that just aren't true.
Perpetrating.
Nobody wants to ban guns here.
Austin City Councilman Mike Martinez even addressed the two men, saying the message on their sign is incorrect.
We will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that. In this country, we can agree.
That's enough. We'll play more later to show the lie with the report. We got about a minute and a half. Shakari Jackson, David Knight, you were at this rally a few days ago. What is it like to see the media spin like that and lie like that?
I thought it was incredible. That's my first time seeing that clip. I didn't know that they had that type of spin on it. Because if you show the whole clip, which we do here at InfoWars, you clearly see the guy is out there peacefully protesting silently for the most part. Yeah. Now, the taller gentleman who was with him, when Martinez addressed him, he addressed Martinez back. And I do believe we have a clip we'll show our viewers here in a little bit where a guy started cussing and yelling at the two guys who were standing, you know, peacefully with their sign, but the media spin is they were out there interrupting and barging in on this protest when they were doing nothing of the sort.
But, I mean, what about saying no one wants to take your guns when Martinez basically said, yeah, we're going to register now and then get them. You'll need that sign.
Oh, yeah, just like the lady said, they showed the lady, and maybe that was her view, but, you know, they showed the clip of Martinez was saying, yes, I'm going to take your guns, and you're going to need that sign very soon because we're going to take your guns.
Well, they edited his comments to make it sound that way.
It's just incredible. No one wants your guns, and then they spin the Martinez clip to deceive their viewers.
Right.
I mean, you guys work in news. They had to work to be deceptive.
Yeah.
We try to tell the truth. I mean, so much work went into that, folks, because they think you're an idiot. They're an enemy operation.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.